And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on.
All right, he's been hanging out in the green room. He shows up before anybody even starts the show.
Oh, he likes to hang out.
Yeah, he does. He just kind of loiters.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe.
What? Joe Walls.
Joe Walczynski.
No?
Walczynski.
Close the dock then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea from Scott and Val. Save the universe.
You know, every week I have to look up how to spell his name. Welcome, Joe Walczynski, Ski by the Sea.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Clark and Val.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
Hey, I really have to apologize. I feel like I've been a really bad friend because friends don't let friends drink alone. So I got my own little today.
Hey, I was drinking for you, Val. I was drinking for you.
Okay.
All right, Val. Do a favor.
Cheers.
Val, do a favor. Scoot back. And Joe's really quiet. You're really hot.
So. What?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, guys, before the show gets started, what I'd like to do is do people appreciate what we do? I mean, I woke up this morning and remembered I had a show to do. So, you know, and I had to take a break from the bouncy. And spent 5 minutes on the internet coming up with something.
Okay.
I mean, do people appreciate that? I don't
Not know. Enough.
Probably not. Okay.
Not for the 5 minutes you put into it, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm retired. 5 minutes is, that's, I could be doing sleep.
That's a lifetime, right?
We're watching the bouncy. Anyway. So.
Your show.
Oh, yeah, I did come up with a show today. Okay, sorry. So we're going to talk about some of the new TV shows, but you know what show I miss? Sesame Street. Can you tell me how to get to
Sesame Street?
Oh yeah, that's it. And you know, I really don't care about Bert and Ernie. I mean, they were like my Uncle Phil and my Uncle Tom. So it doesn't matter. But you know who my favorite character was?
Who?
It was the Cookie Monster. Cookie. I want Cookie. Cookie. Yeah. Oh, I just love that guy.
Kind of like Joe. I want rum. I want rum.
Rum, Cookie, rum. Ooh, Cookie, rum. I think I might have some. Oh, no, let me do this.
Rum cake?
Yeah. So, okay. Let's see. Where was I?
Cookies.
No, I thought I was going to do the show, but okay. Is this a bake show? Am I in the wrong show? Anyway, hang on.
I love waiting for Joe.
I forgot to mix my drinks this morning, so I figured I'd just do it.
Yeah. Well, on live television and radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so this is new shows for the 2026-2027 season.
Okay.
The first one is A Knight of Seven Kingdoms, 2026, 12 episodes, and IMDb gives it an 8.8 out of 10.
Ooh, that's impressive.
I know. Game of Thrones prequel following Sir Duncan the Tall and Aegon across Westeros, set centuries before the original saga. It is a fantasy drama. Now, I never watched the Game of Thrones. I hear it was a lot of dragons and nudity. And honestly, nude dragons, no, just doesn't interest me.
You're lucky you missed it.
Okay. The Foresight. 2026, 10 episodes, 7.9 on IMDb. It's a PBS master. Didn't they? I thought they canceled PBS. It's a PBS masterpiece period chronicling the fortunes and scandals of the Forsyte family in late Victorian England. It's a period piece.
Okay.
whatever that means.
Period, full stop.
I guess. Okay. Then there's The Pitt, 2026. It's 10 episodes. It's 8.2 on the IMDb scale. It's a medical drama centered on Pittsburgh Hospital, exploring the personal and professional lives of its staff. It's a medical drama.
And the star is that same guy who does all medical dramas. Like, he needed another medical. Did we miss him? Noah Wiley, please do another medical drama for the 18th time.
That was my next bit.
Okay, sorry. No. You stopped to drink. I took over.
Yeah. You're sitting next to the star of the show, so you can do that.
Okay.
Like, we need a new doctor show, right? You know, like, you know, doctor, this patient is bad. Oh, I'll fix him stat. Sounded better in my head. I don't know.
It was good. It was really good.
I just want in real life for a doctor to care and work as hard at coming up with, you know, your diagnosis and how to treat it as they do on the medical dramas. Because, you know, in your real life, your doctor's like, well, that could all be in your head.
Yeah, usually sometimes it is. But, okay.
He's for Val.
Cookie. I want cookie. I love that guy. I'm going to have to eat a whole bunch of cookies when I get out of here. The Studio, 2026, 8 episodes. This only gets a 7.5. My opinion is, because who the star is, Apple TV Plus comedy starring Seth Rogen, satirizing Hollywood's chaotic film industry through a fictional studio. It's a comedy satire.
He's a comedy satire.
So the Hunting Wives. Oh, I don't know if I want to read this one. My wife's always hunting me down. Hey, there you are. Take the trash out. Oh, there you are. I need you to do this. Hey, is this your clothes? Yeah, she's always hunting me.
The key word is there you are. Those are the key words, Joe. There you are. So apparently you're always hiding.
The Hunting Wives. 2026, 8 episodes, a 7.6. Netflix thriller about a wealthy Texas social circle whose glamorous lives spiral into obsession and murder. Thriller, drama, bullshit. Yeah. If I want that, I'd go back to California. Paradise. It's a 2026, 9 episodes. It's a 7.8. And it's a Hulu political thriller. Me one cookie. Oh, wait a minute. I got Mexican.
I feel like we have like a montage.
It should be coming. I'm not quite sure, but definitely something should be coming to go along with this cookie thing. Maybe at some point it'll start.
Okay, Paradise, 2026, 9 episodes, 7.8. Did I read that one? No. Oh, yeah. Political thriller unraveling corruption and secrets in Washington. Starring Sterling. Okay, wait a minute. Starring Sterling K. Brown and Shailene Woodley. I probably, mispronounced her name wrong, but she probably mispronounced mine, so we're even.
Sure.
It's a thriller, political thriller, which is America right now. And then there's MSIP 2027. This is 10 episodes. This is a 9.0.
Whoa.
And it's, I know, on IMDb. And it's a messy situation intervention program about a program that assists those who are about to pass away to clear up unfinished business. It's a comedy drama.
Now, how did that get a 9?
I don't know. So Scott,
yep,
you mentioned something about science fiction.
Yeah, I was hoping there'd be a new science fiction show this year. We haven't had a good one in a couple of years.
Well, okay, my sources, which are Facebook, tell me that Firefly. Are you familiar with Firefly?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
So you know, when I didn't really have TV when Firefly was on TV, and I read in the news in the paper about fans really upset because the show was canceled.
It only got a year. Yeah. People have been crazy about it ever since.
Guys, it's only a show. And then I watched the show. Those son of a, they should have fought harder. Duncan. And I will hunt them down someday.
All right, all right. So is it coming back?
It's supposed to be coming back as an animated series.
Well, that'll do.
Well, you know, if they're going to bring Wash back, unless they bring him back as a clone, because, you know, I don't want to give away any, the hell with it. You know, he dies in the movie. Yeah. So, Alan Tudyk. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, and then, did you ever watch the Orville?
Oh, yeah.
Really great show. I mean, some great stories, some great writing. It's been off the air 3 or 4 years. Who really cares if it comes back? But it might come back for a fourth season. So
I heard that one too. All right. So you did some sci-fi research for me, and I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
And I have this for you as a present, Joe.
Can we have a cookie?
How about a drink?
Put that cookie down now.
All right. Anything else in the world of entertainment? Sure.
Well, it's kind of too hot outside, so I didn't go out and get coconuts. But the fact that Nathan Fillion is bringing back Firefly, even though it's an animated series, I'm going to give that two potatoes.
Two potatoes.
Yeah, it's just too hot to go outside. So as the wife might find me and put me to work.
That's right. So no
peeling potatoes.
No coconuts, just taters.
All right. I think I'm going to have some cookies. You guys, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Joel Wolzinski. Ski by the Sea entertainment news. Sort of.
Kind of. Yeah. There's a button here.
Yeah, check that button. All right. Headline news. It's almost as important as us. Yeah, almost goes on as long as us too. All right, Val, I'll let you go to news headlines. I am going to skip back a couple stories that we skipped today that almost go into like that entertainment vein where Joe was. Authorities are allegedly investigating an incident involving Reacher star Alan Ritchson. Have you watched that new television show, Reacher, Val?
I do. I like Reacher.
Yeah, good show. And I think, you know, he does so much fighting and he's so big, you know, and I'm sure he works out like crazy to stay that huge. Maybe he's doing too many, like, performance enhancers. Because Alan Ritchson and a neighbor of his in Tennessee following a physical alteration between the pair is looking at probably being arrested. On Sunday, March 22nd, TMZ released footage recorded from the window of another neighbor, which seemingly shows Ritchson hitting a man repeatedly and knocking him to the ground repeatedly while Ritchson's children watched from their motorbikes.
Ooh.
They looked like maybe 10, 11, 12. And literally, like, puts his foot on the dude and knocks him over. You know, you've seen the show. He's a huge monster of a man. Looking at the video, it looks like he flies by going way too fast on a city street in a motorcycle. And he gets the finger and then comes by again. And the guy shouts something like an expletive at him. And he gets off his motorcycle and beats him up.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, not good.
Not a good look. No.
Travis Kelce reported to re-up with the Chiefs on a 3-year contract, $54 million. Still won't catch up with his girlfriend, though.
No. at least maybe he can take her out to lunch now and then.
Yeah, and I'm hoping with all that money, he can get some better clothes and let her stop dressing him. Because you should have seen him at the press conference. I'm going to tell you, he's full-on clown getup. All right. Speaking of $54 million, Bill Cosby going to have to pay $59 million to another abuse victim.
Wow.
You think he's got any money left? Or is this point, are the judgments just for appearances?
And you would think because of all the controversy surrounding him, his shows aren't like being out in reruns, right? Where he's making royalties and all of that off of them. So, yeah, you'd wonder when his estate would run out of money. Mm-hmm.
And when you hear these entertainment headlines, there's only one thing that can solve this kind of ridiculousness and chaos. We have to ban money. It's the only way for an enlightened society to exist. We have to get rid of money. It's the only way. It's the only way this craziness is going to stop. Okay.
Right.
All right. Actual news headlines. My sister Val has been all queued up and ready to go.
All right. Health outbreak in the UK. There is one, evidently. Health officials in Kent, England, are responding to a deadly meningitis outbreak. Authorities say two university students died and several others were hospitalized after exposure linked to a nightclub event in Canterbury earlier this month. Officials have now distributed antibiotics to roughly 30,000 people and are planning vaccinations for thousands more students. Experts say the outbreak is spreading rapidly due to close contact environments, though the disease remains rare.
Wow, that's kind of scary. It's something you don't hear about, too. And just from one concert? That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
All right. International news. Australia's central bank has raised interest rates to 4.1% amid a growing global energy crisis. The move came last week in Canberra as officials attempted to curb inflation driven by fuel shortages tied to geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Leaders say the rate hike is meant to slow spending, while regulators are also investigating sudden spikes in gasoline prices. I think gas stations take a little too much of advantage. I think, when you watch the screens, the minute they hear the gas is going to go up, they're jacking their prices. It might be because they got to buy the next truck, though.
You know, I imagine there's some of that, but I think as soon as the stock market reacts in one way or the other, you can see the immediate response at the gas pump. Yeah. So, yeah. And you know, what's sad about that is it immediately responds going up. It doesn't so immediately respond going down. It's Ken's whole panic thing, right?
True.
What goes up doesn't seem to come down when we're talking about gasoline prices.
What do you got next?
Scientists report that March 2026 could deliver the best Northern Lights display in nearly a decade. The phenomenon is expected to peak around the spring equinox, which was just the other day, when solar activity interacts more efficiently with Earth's magnetic field. Researchers say heightened solar activity combined with seasonal alignment could make auroras visible farther south than usual, depending on solar conditions.
All right. We kind of touched that in the beginning of the show, too, that we're expecting a good season. We get a really good view up here in Maine. All right. Let's see. Did we do the quantum battery?
No quantum battery.
This sounds cool. Researchers in Australia have unveiled what they call the world's first working quantum battery prototype. Scientists say the device can store and release energy in extremely short bursts, demonstrating a new method for energy storage. Breakthrough was announced this month. Researchers explained that unlike traditional batteries, these systems will charge way faster as they scale up, potentially transforming all future electronics.
Ooh, very interesting.
Hope they're not made out of lithium.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, this is in health. Medical researchers in the United Kingdom have successfully grown and implanted a lab-made esophagus in animal trials. The development reported this month restored normal swallowing function without requiring immune suppression. Scientists say the breakthrough could eventually help children born with severe defects or patients needing organ replacements by reducing transplant rejection risks.
You know, I wasn't laughing about this to be cruel. I was laughing because I can't stop thinking about RFK getting a new esophagus.
What? Can I give you a problem with this? Why are you making fun of me?
Well, because you swam in raw sewage.
Will you do the next one as well? Because I've got a really long one, and I've pre-read it, and I'll go ahead and do the really long one if you catch us up on this environmental story.
All right. Environmental researchers report a major comeback in Toronto, Canada, where fish populations are returning to the Don River after decades of pollution. Once declared ecologically dead in the late 20th century, the river is now supporting aquatic life again following the years of cleanup and habitat restoration efforts. Scientists say the recovery shows how sustained conservation can reverse severe environmental damage.
Very cool. So I've got a story out of Cambodia. It's kind of long. I'll try to get through it as quick as I can, but it's very cool. And I've got a picture to go along with it, too. Well, let's get into it. Largely unexplored limestone caves in Cambodia stretch for thousands of miles and are home to countless undiscovered species and host unique ecosystems of creatures found nowhere else on our planet. So think of that, the Galapagos Islands and how all the animals on that island are only on that island. Okay, the evolution, that's their island. There's no other creatures like them. So each one of these caves is like the Galapagos. The creatures in one cave can't interact with the creatures in another cave. So they have totally evolved separately and on their own. Now a survey of the caves in the province of Banamang has uncovered a range of species that are new to science. One of them, a pit viper, a flying snake, several geckos, two micro snails, and two millipedes. That's what they found just so far, and they haven't even touched it now. The viper and three of the new discovered gecko species still being formally named and characterized. The fun thing about that, I think, when you find one, you get to name it.
Right. Yes, and it's usually something, you know, really long and scientific.
Like cookie. All right. Each hill and cave in Cambodia's rocky karst landscape, a term for a landscape created when rocks break down, forming large cave springs, sinking streams, and sinkholes, is isolated from the others. Each performs its own individual island laboratory. I kind of covered that, so I'll skip to the end. And it says, according to the UK-based conservation charity, Fauna and Flora, which led the survey along Cambodia's Ministry of Environmental and Fields experts, they are expecting to find at least 100 more species in these caves. And check out this pit viper.
Ooh.
Is that not the most beautiful snake, or one of the most beautiful snakes you've ever seen, even though the scary.
And if you're listening and not watching us, it's like lime green with black designs all over it.
You can see the belly and the underside turns a bright yellow, and that yellow transforms, kind of blends into the head where he changes from green to yellow as well. Very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. Moving on to our next segment, and I'm kind of jealous. So each week I kind of go back, see how many downloads we had on the radio show. For other radio stations, how many views our video had on Facebook and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. And excuse me, yesterday I was doing it. Guess who leads the pack?
Hey, don't say it's Nigel.
This week, more video. Then this is what's weird. I put it up Sunday night because it was March Madness. Even though it's for today's show, I went ahead, since it was covering March Madness, and put it up late, like 2 in the morning on Sunday, because I'm a night owl. And by midday yesterday, he already had 100 views.
What?
How's that?
You know, he's going to rub this in our face.
How's that even possible? All right.
Oh, Nigel.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves.
One more.
It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Oh, yeah. Kick off and out the Odd News. Wacky and true stories. First one, a man in Japan has gone viral after setting an unofficial record for completing a full marathon while dribbling. While dribbling a soccer ball the entire way.
Okay, thanks for finishing.
You're welcome. The runner maintained control of the ball for 26.2 miles, navigating turns, crowds, and what he described as a few moments of emotional regret near mile 20. I'd like to know what happened to mile 20. All right, event officials confirmed he never lost possession, though they did note several near collisions with confused spectators who were not expecting World Cup energy at a marathon.
Oh.
The runner says the goal was to combine endurance with skill and possibly make people question him.
We are questioning your choices right now.
Yes. Officials say next year they expect someone to try it with a running lawnmower.
Please, no.
We'll get to that in a moment.
He's going to mow down the competition.
Yeah. ball, zero common sense. Crowds running for a medal, he's running for suspense. Kicking through the corners, dodging strollers and regret. Mile 20 hits hard, yeah, that's where he starts to sweat. Run, kick, run. What are we watching here? Is it fitness? Is it soccer? It's mildly unclear. Never dropped the ball, but he might have dropped his mind. Fastest way to go nowhere while dribbling the whole time.
Dribbling the whole time.
The whole time.
All right, Val.
A man in Australia has broken a world record after balancing a running lawnmower. Ooh, we just mentioned that. On his chin for over 3 minutes, all while maintaining what witnesses described as concerning confidence. The attempt took place at a public event, with officials confirming the mower was fully operational, loudly vibrating, and absolutely unnecessary. The man says he trained for months to build neck strength and focus, adding that he's proud to push the limits of what people should be doing. Medical professionals responded by gently suggesting he stop pushing immediately. Oh, doctors are already pre-scheduling the follow-up visit.
And his chiropractor, is about a boat. All right. I got a sound effect and a song, Val.
Okay.
All right.
Look, you stupid you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
Backyard legend with a blade and a plan. Balanced the lawnmower on the edge of a man. Engine still running, crowd holding their breath. 3 minutes closer
to a very weird man.
Says he trained for months, built the neck of a tank. Doctors in the corner quietly calling the bank. Pushing human limit, yeah, we heard that before. Usually ends with sirens.
Spin it, grin it, let the bad idea begin it.
You call it world record.
We yell, you can do it.
Doctor's got a room and your name on a chart.
Chiropractor bought a boat. Thanks for doing your part.
If you haven't noticed, I really like EDM music. All right, up next in the UK, emergency services responded to reports of a tiger in a residential backyard. Prompting a full-scale response, officers arrived and secured the area and prepared for a dangerous wildlife encounter, only to discover the tiger was a life-size stuffed toy positioned in a way that suggested it had been planning something. Authorities say the object was realistic enough to justify the call, noting its posture and markings appeared aggressively convincing.
Ooh.
Homeowner
said, I like that term, aggressively convincing.
That's what women say about me.
And that's when they call the police.
Yeah. The homeowner says she panicked after making eye contact with it, which, in her defense, it did not break. The tiger didn't move, which somehow made it worse.
Made it. You know, police say the suspect remains stuffy and highly suspicious.
All right. This song might sound a little familiar because I didn't want to get in trouble for copyright violation, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about. All right. Song's called Tiger Eye.
It was the eye of a stuffed tiger. It was the thrill of my life, rising up to the challenge of my eye holes, and the last survivor's as dark as prey in the light, and it's watching us all with the eye of a stuffed tiger.
All right. Let's see. California startup testing autonomous delivery robots are dealing with an unexpected problem. People are stealing them.
Only in America.
Oh, I love it.
Small-wheeled robots are designed to deliver groceries and meals, navigating sidewalks independently. However, several units have gone missing after being picked up by curious pedestrians who wanted to see where they'd go or just wanted a free robot. That's awesome. Company officials say the machines are programmed to be polite and non-confrontational. I'm not going to ask that, which has made them very easy to kidnap. One robot was recovered miles away, still attempting to complete its original delivery route like nothing had happened. Wow. We've invented robots that can cross cities, but not stand up for themselves, Val.
Oh, we have. And somewhere a Roomba is hoping to escape.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
There's gotta be a way out.
Look, here's something. Escape. I wonder what that means. It's funny. It's spelled just like the word escape.
Let's go.
Escape from Chorgum Prison is impossible.
Remarkable.
Now, commence operation. Vacuum suck.
I think they'll get out.
For
and,
sure.
And no you doubt. Get the last story, Val.
Oh, okay. And finally, a man attempting to set a record for the longest time living in a treehouse has ended his effort after weeks above ground, citing an unexpected issue. Constant commentary from strangers. The man built the structure himself and documented the experience online, but says the biggest challenge wasn't isolation, weather, or supplies. It was people below shouting unsolicited advice about construction, diet, and how they would have done it better. He described the experience as less peaceful retreat, more live feedback session. which shows that you can climb away from people, but not their opinions.
He went up for solitude and came down with notes, critiques, and a remodeled design. Thanks a lot.
Climbed up for peace, built a house in the sky, trying to get away from the noise and the why. Weeks in the branches, just him and the breeze. Then come the critic yelling up through the trees. Your roof line's off, that ladder ain't right. Have you tried shingles? Yeah, thanks for the insight. Live stream turned into a comment parade. Man wanted silence. Gonna yell, preview brigade. I'm living in a tree. Why you gotta insult me? I climbed up for peace, not a
So everyone has an opinion.
That's right. And that is our odd news for Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here today. Me and my sister Val, very excited to have you. Thanks for all the new followers last week. I was really surprised we weren't running any special promotions or anything trying to bring people into the page. But we still rounded up like 10 new followers. So thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's totally awesome. What else do I have? Next week, live, she said she's going to work on her birthday. It's Val's birthday. You going to share a number next Tuesday, or we have to guess?
I think I mentioned it earlier, 62, and you know, get to collect my rocking chair money here now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, right.
Now, was there a big difference between waiting from 62 to 65?
You know, there was, but I figure, why not spend the money now? Have fun while, you know, you still can. You still have your health, all that stuff.
Because you can wait and not make it, right?
Exactly.
Because nobody knows. When you get to this age, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. So, I'm gonna spend my rocking chair money and have a good time doing it.
All right. Want to let you know about a couple things. You can catch up on past shows. Segment cutouts from this show, shorts on Facebook and YouTube. We usually post one a week. One of us will do something a little shorter. We still want you to subscribe and follow us if you visit us on Facebook and YouTube. If you're listening on another radio station, please go to Facebook and send us a message. Scott and Val save the universe and say hi. Plus, our audio-only podcasts are available on iHeart, Amazon, Alexa, and, well, everywhere. Did I miss anything?
Everywhere.
Val?
You can't get away from us.
No.
We're universal.
Good or bad. All right. did I miss anything, Val?
You know, I think you covered it all.
All right. Just because I spent so much time making it and I only got to play it once and it's over with, I mean, it's a movie trailer from today's, in case you missed Future News in the first half of the segment, we had a story in Future News about Jurassic Park 24 and Scarlett Johansson's clone. And then we had a trailer for Jurassic Park 24. And here it is. And I am so tickled with that, I'm going to turn it into a short and post it later today.
You know, I can't wait till the year 2056 so I can see who wins.
There you go, whether it's Godzilla or the spaceships.
Exactly.
All right. We want to see you next Tuesday for Val's birthday. That is the 31st. Other than that, I want to say thank you again for being here. And Val, I love you. Have a great rest of your birthday week.
All right. Love you too.
All right. Take care and keep on listening to Scott and Val online.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val, here to save the universe. It's not a bad.
Self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job.